I have many vices. Gambling, however, is not one of them. But if I were a gambler, I'd be prepared to bet a bundle on the chance that I am the only one here today who can quote directly from Walter Mondale's concession speech after the 1984 presidential election. Poor Mondale had just been walloped by Ronald Reagan in what was more like a massive avalanche than a mere landslide. But part of what he said that night in his concession speech was, "In every defeat lie the seeds for future victory, and in every victory there are the seeds for future defeat." I've often pondered these words, and they came back to me as I looked at our readings. Our gospel passage shows how success and failure are related to each other. In this story, we have a triple failure. The seed, which is the message or the word of God, is first eaten, next it is scorched and withers, then it gets choked by thorns. 0 for 3, or 0 for 3, I think, is the appropriate baseball term. But that's not the end of the story, is it? Some of the seed has fallen on good ground. To fully appreciate the abundance of the harvest, you need to know that agricultural researchers have determined that in Jesus' day, a good harvest would have been about 7.5 to 10-fold. But here we read of a harvest that is 30, 60, or even 100-fold. And such a magnificent success more than compensates for the previous failures. But let's get back to Jesus, who's telling the story. In his ministry, he had to deal with a lot of frustration and failure. Only a relatively few followed him. He got into never-ending disputes with the authorities of his day. And when he did get a crowd to listen to him, the people often couldn't or wouldn't take in his message. And even his own disciples sometimes misunderstood him. But Jesus knew his Hebrew scriptures well. He knew of passages like our first reading from Isaiah, which speaks of the power of God's word. He knew that his word, which was the word of the Father, would eventually have effect. And so he could speak confidently and convincingly of a great harvest. You and me, we are part of that great harvest. We are the soil which receives the word of God. We are the seed. God's word is planted within us, not just for our benefit alone, but as something to be passed on to others. And so we are also the sowers. Our duty and our privilege is to continue sowing God's word in our world. And how do we go about sowing that word? There is a place for those who literally take the word of God, the scriptures, and share them with others. But the great majority of us can perhaps be most effective when we sow by showing love, patience, compassion, and generosity to all we meet. As St. Francis of Assisi once famously said, "Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words." When we sow seeds, we must not look for quick results. Unless we're dealing with chia pets, remember those? It can take a long time to get to the harvest. That is why God is always patient with us, realizing that within each of us, there are areas of hard or rocky ground and places where the thorns grow thick. We don't have to settle for hardness or rockiness. It's ours to choose whether or not to be good ground. We do well to remember that the power of God's word is limited only by our closed ears and our hardened hearts. Let's pray then for the grace to open ourselves to the word of God so that we too can produce an abundant harvest.
join me in the Nicene Creed, which you find on the inside of your
blue hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate with the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered